When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. Real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Heyo! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the place to be to build a business you want with our practical business lessons. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of Webinar Ninja, an independent software company I started back in 2014. And today's episode is Q&A Wednesday. On Q&A Wednesdays, we answer a question from one of you, one of our listeners. If you got a question you want to ask, go ahead and email me over at omar@100mba.net. Today's question is from Fred. And Fred asks, "Hey Omar, I got a few side hustles going, but I want to go all in on one. How do I choose which side hustle to go all in on? They all have pretty much the same potential and are earning around the same amount of money. Would love some advice. Thanks, Fred." I love this question because it's honest, it's real, and it's probably a position where a lot of entrepreneurs will be in, where they have to choose which of their darlings, which of their little babies that they built are they going to go all in on. And in today's episode, I'm going to give you my take. I'm going to tell you, what is the deciding factor? What is the thing that's going to help you choose between these side hustles to allow you to have as much success as possible in that venture, not just now, but for the long term, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now? This is an important decision. So let's make a smart one, a smart decision based on reality, based on truth, based on what's going to work right now, tomorrow, the day after, and for decades to come. So let's get into it. Let's get down to business. So Fred needs to choose one of his side hustles to go all in on. I commend him because a lot of people never go beyond the side hustle stage. Because it is a risk to take that leap and say, I'm going to put all my effort into one thing. It's really surprising to a lot of people that I really think that going all in can help you tremendously have a lot of traction because you are focusing all your efforts on one project. You're not splitting your efforts, your attention, your energy, your finances across the different efforts, plus all the energy of switching back and forth. So it's a really good decision once you've said, okay, I have some options. This is what I want to choose, and you choose and you go all in and you focus on that for the future. Now, when we talk about success, we have to remember there are different levels of success. There's different kinds of success. Success could be you're making enough money to live a very comfortable lifestyle and have a rainy day fund and with plenty of time for yourself to think, to travel, to read, to explore, to have fun, to exercise. Some people, that is success. They don't need to have a company that's worth $1 billion to feel successful. Heck, they don't need a company that's worth $100 million or $10 million as long as the company is taking care of their needs. That is a form of success. Some people, the opposite. They're like, this company that I'm about to go all in on has to be, you know, $100 million, $200 million, $1 billion, a unicorn business, or it's not successful. Pump the brakes because number one, there are not that many unicorn businesses out there. And if that's the only definition of success for you, then you're setting yourself up for disappointment because I'm not saying it's impossible that you can't do it, but I think you should reevaluate what success means. Why? Because everything beyond that is gravy. So for me, my definition of success when I started to become an entrepreneur and go down this journey, go down this path, was I want to make enough money to live comfortably, pay all my expenses, and do what I love every day. So as soon as I got to that point and went beyond it, every day was successful. I was living the dream. Everything else was gravy. So I just wanted to address that at the start because it's important for you to set your goal in the beginning and understand this is what success means to me. Write it down. Put it on a journal. Put it on a post-it note. Put it on a piece of paper and, you know, stick it on your wall in your office just so you understand what scoring a goal means in your life and your business. Now, how do you choose the side hustle? How do you choose which one to go for? Well, it's actually quite simple. In order for you to be successful in anything in business, you need to be able to do what you do to be successful consistently. So say, for example, the business you're going to go into is an email newsletter that has sponsorship, and that's how you build your revenue and you sell ads through that sponsorship. And your whole thing is that I'm going to write incredible content every single day to grow this email newsletter and be able to bring in new people into my list. So a big part of the way your business is going to be successful is you writing really great content every day and then marketing that content so that email list, that email newsletter grows. So if you don't like to write and to market your own writing, something that you're going to have to do consistently every single day, the core tenets of your business, then it's going to be really hard for you to do it for a long period of time, enough to get traction, to get success, and to sustain that success. Because one, you got to get better over time. And then two, you got to do it long enough so that you can actually get some traction. This is applicable to anybody who's successful in anything in life, whether it's an Olympic athlete or a podcaster or a surgeon or a master chef. They just need a lot of reps. And so do you. So you got to choose which one of these things that you would do anyway. You would do it for free, or at least if you're getting paid in terms of sustaining your lifestyle, you're happy to do on a consistent basis. For me, a good example of this is podcasting. I've been podcasting since 2014. I have published over 2,300 episodes on this podcast. This would not be possible if I did not enjoy recording podcast episodes, if it was painful for me, if I didn't like it, if I didn't look forward to it. It just wouldn't be possible for me to have that kind of willpower to be doing this for almost 9 years. So you got to choose which one of these businesses that are going to require you to do the activities every day that you enjoy, that you at least feel fulfilled by. Those who know me know I'm an automobile lover. Heck, my first job at 13 was washing cars at a car dealership. That's why I'm excited to tell you about the Range Rover Sport. It's the perfect combination of sporting luxury, intuitive technology, and performance. I mean, this thing is stunning inside and out. Here are some of my favorite things about the Range Rover Sport. It has this purposeful cockpit-like driving position. It really sets the tone for a focused interior that promotes an exhilarating drive that is super engaging. And it's super quiet in there because they have advanced cabin technologies such as active noise cancellation and cabin air purification, which offer new levels of comfort and refinement. One of the things that's really important to me is the actual driver's seat. The Range Rover Sport has an optional 22-way adjustable heated and ventilated electric memory front seats with massage function. But enough hearing about it. Design your Range Rover Sport at LandRoverUSA.com. You're great at managing your business, but are you great at managing your financial future? That's where Yahoo Finance comes in. When you need to be able to diversify your wealth, take your dividends from your business, and invest in other types of investments, like the stock market, you're going to want to know what you're investing in. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. So if you want to read up about the businesses that are making moves so that you can make the right investments in the stock market, you're going to love what you find at Yahoo Finance. What I love about Yahoo Finance is that I can jump right in, spend a few minutes a day, read up about some great companies that will inform my decision on where to invest. And you can securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including 401k and other investments. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. yahoofinance.com, that's yahoofinance.com.
Now, when I say that you enjoy, that you're fulfilled by, it also is coupled by it's not painful. It's not something that drains you. It's not something that, you know, takes away energy from you. If you feel exhausted afterwards, after doing an activity, and I'm talking about mentally exhausted, then that's not great, okay? You want things that energize you mentally. So after I record a few episodes when I batch, I might be tired physically because I'm on my feet, I'm recording, I'm using my energy, but mentally I feel energized, I feel motivated, I feel a sense of accomplishment, a sense of I've put something good out in the world and something I'm proud of. That gives you fuel to keep doing it again and again and again. Remember, just like what Al Pacino said in that movie, The Longest Yard, he has a speech where he's talking to the American football team he's talking to or coaching, that life is a game of inches. You're scratching for each inch. And each time you're doing that activity in the business to generate content or generate a product for sale, or do the actions to actually make the business go, that's one inch every day. And that gets you to where you're going. And the more you do it, the better you get at it, the more focused you are, the more impressive results you'll have. So that's really how you choose. Choose which one of these things are going to require you to do something that you don't mind doing every day, day in and day out, the rest of your life. Be part of your life. That's what you do. I was watching that three-part documentary called Arnold, about Arnold Schwarzenegger, on Netflix. And Arnold is 75 years old, and he's still working out at the gym every day. Why? Because it's part of his life. He's not trying to compete for Mr. Olympia. Those days are over. He stopped competing in his late 20s. He does it because it's who he is. It's just a part of his life. So choose something like that, that is a part of who you are, something that you would really miss if you didn't do every day. And like Arnold says, I go to the gym every day, the same reason why you eat breakfast every day. It's just what I do every day. It's a part of my life. And then you'll be willing and able to do the work that's required to be successful, to grow that business. That wraps up today's episode. Thanks, Fred, for asking today's Q&A Wednesday's question. If you got a question you want to ask, go ahead and email me. Go ahead and email me over at omar@100mba.net. I'll make sure to answer it right here on Q&A Wednesday. I can keep it anonymous if you like. Just let me know in the email. But before I go, I want to leave you with this. If you're wondering, what is that one activity that is going to be required of me to run the business, to have the successful business, just think about each business that you have in your hands or a business idea and ask yourself, what is the one thing I have to do in order for this business to grow, to actually be a business, to actually be sustainable? For example, if you are a YouTuber, you have to produce videos. You have to be able to shoot videos, right? The editing, maybe you can get someone else to do it, but you gotta be on camera or shooting content. You gotta come up with concepts. Without that, you don't have a YouTube channel. You gotta have the content. If you're gonna start a Chinese restaurant and be a fine dining cuisine experience, you gotta know something about good Chinese food. You gotta know what makes good Chinese food. You gotta be a foodie. You gotta come up with recipes. You gotta be able to at least be able to assist your head chef that you hire on creating these dishes and creating new menu items. This got to be your jam, because that's what actually the restaurant's all about, is the food. So just think about, without this thing, the business would not be able to function. So that's the thing that you're going to do day in and day out as the head of the business. At least you're going to be the mind behind it. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll check you in Friday's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.